Hi, everybody, and welcome to the off-season edition of Our Final Thoughts. Mike, as we head into the off-season, what's at stake?
Well, one thing that I think is at stake is keeping this defense at an upper echelon elite level that it has been at for the last couple of seasons now. And there are some decisions to make in free agency. We'll talk about some of those names a little bit later. You've got young guys that you have to keep an eye on and make sure you keep developing. Demarius Randall, Quentin Rollins, Jake Ryan, Mike Pinnell, a lot of young guys that can really become core players on this defense moving forward. And if the Packers are going to get back to the promised land, they need the defense to be at that elite level to complement the offense, which I know is what you want to talk about right now.
Yeah, for me, what's at stake is the recovery of an offense that struggled through a difficult year. That's not Packers football. The identity of this team has always been offense, right? I mean, that goes back through the Brett Favre years.
Absolutely.
It wasn't that way this year. This team struggled to throw the ball. It has to find its passing game. A few years ago, it was run to pass. Now it's pass to run. Mike, my obvious players to watch in the offseason, and I'm taking my cue from Mike McCarthy, are Eddie Lacy and Clay Matthews. And here's why. Eddie Lacy has been challenged by the coach to come back here in the spring in shape. Cut his weight, improve his conditioning. And in Mike McCarthy's season-ending press conference, he also let us know that it is his plan to move Clay Matthews back to the outside where he can be the pass rusher that he has always been. That became more difficult for him as the season wore on. And I think it's where he played inside, the season wore on him too. So those are the two obvious guys, but you've got some candidates who are not quite as obvious.
Yeah, well, one is pretty obvious, and that's Jordy Nelson coming back from the season-ending injury in the preseason. You know, by all accounts, he's breaking every rehab record and everything else, and Mike McCarthy said, you know, he expects him to be back better than ever. Some other guys to watch also coming back from injuries, Ty Montgomery, who looked like he could be a really promising developing player in this offense, got his rookie season cut short, and him coming back for the second season will be big. Sam Barrington at inside linebacker coming back from a season-ending injury. If Clay Matthews is going to move back to the outside, Sam Barrington being a full-time guy inside in that defense is going to be important. And a couple of others to go back to the receivers to watch, the ones we saw in the playoffs, Jared Aberderis and Jeff Janis, their emergence, their development late in the season. Those will be two guys to watch along with that receiving core as a whole as we head into 2016.
Now, Nelson, Barrington, and Montgomery are all coming off surgeries.
That's right.
Yeah, so those guys are big issues during OTAs.
Yeah, and we'll see as we go through OTAs and then into training camp when exactly those guys are back to full speed.
Mike, the Packers win if they address their needs, positions of need, in the draft and in free agency.
Okay.
And I consider those positions of need to be wide receiver, tight end, running back, tackle, and inside linebacker. Agree?
Yeah, that's a pretty good list. So Packers have a lot of work to do in the offseason. And I will say the Packers win if they make the right decisions in free agency, and I'm talking a lot about your own guys. It's not always about looking at the other guys who are out there, but are you going to keep your own guys? Who can you keep? Who do you want to keep? I mentioned the defense before. There are five players who played significant roles on this defense who have played out their contracts now. Casey Hayward at cornerback, Mike Neal and Nick Perry at outside linebacker, those important pass rushing positions, and then B.J. Raji and LaTroy Guyon on the defensive line. You're not going to be able to keep all of those guys. That's just the reality of the NFL. Which ones do you keep? You have to make the right decisions there and then use the draft and other methods to re-fortify this defense. And you have some decisions on offense, too, with James Starks, John Kuhn, James Jones at wide receiver, players like that who have played out their contracts and decisions need to be made.
If you sign your own free agents, Are you signing free agents?
Packers fans would say no, but around here they consider that a pretty big expenditure.
It's money spent in free agency, right?
It absolutely is.
Sam Shields was a pretty good free agent signing.
And last year was Randall Cobb, Brian Bulaga. Both of those guys were brought back.
I think the free agency thing is a little underappreciated or distorted. Free agents are free agents, and this team is going to have to spend some money in free agency. And they're going to have to spend it on their own guys. They've got a long list.
Yeah, they do. It is a long list.
Folks, it's been a great season. And sadly, it has come to an end. But final thoughts will be back next year. And so will the Packers.